The Maryland Comptroller's Office says it expects $1.4 billion more in projected revenue for the fiscal year 2021, and an additional $2.1 billion in projected revenue for the following fiscal year. But Comptroller Peter Francho cautions that the future is still uncertain.
The roller coaster we're on right now, back in May, we thought with the great unemployment we had, over a million Marylanders, that the tax revenues would plummet. That's the normal way it works. However, the federal stimulus of $2.2 trillion was delivered to the country. Billions came to Maryland. That money went to businesses. They used it to pay their employees even when they weren't working. And because of that mechanism, they withheld the income tax that we thought was not going to be evident because of so many people going on unemployment. As a result, we had to rewrite, because we do this all by formula, we had to rewrite in an upward direction, $1.4 billion for this year we're in, $2.1 billion for the year starting July 1st of next year. That is completely unreliable. It is uncertain, unpredictable.
So what's the reason then for caution?
In all likelihood, will be contradicted by one of two things. Hopefully, there will be a second stimulus. First stimulus, as I said, very successful, but it's over. Second stimulus hung up in Washington. I hope we get a second stimulus. It's crucially important to state revenues that will be reported in December for what the legislature and governor will use in session. So that's point number one. Point number two, the virus somehow becomes a problem again in the second wave, along with the flu season, that would, in a way that would mandate more economic restraints. That is just completely unpredictable.
What happens if there isn't a second stimulus?
We'll be cutting $1 billion out of the budget that we're in halfway through, halfway through the year. We'll be cutting $1 billion. That will be a shock. And next year we could be cutting $2 to $3 billion from the fiscal year starting July 1st of next year.
What do you think that means then in terms of government services?
Not good. And it's bad not just for state government services, but county and municipal, because it's a whole ecosystem that we have with public budgets, and they're all connected to each other. So we want to avoid that at all costs. I think any functioning, rational adult, regardless of whether you're conservative or liberal, Democrat or Republican, realizes that the first stimulus was enormously successful. Why? Because we spent $2.2 trillion. And I mentioned to people, let me tell you how much that is. If you took $2.2 trillion bills and laid them end to end, it would go from Earth to the sun, around the sun, and all the way back again. It is a god-awful amount of money. It turns out to have been, it's very, very essential. So those of us that are tight with the dollar, we just have to, trust John Maynard Keynes, who always said, spend money in a depression to get out of it. That's what we need to do. We also need to protect some of our small business assets that are not getting the federal or state relief. And I've suggested that the governor and the legislature spend $500 million to $1 billion mentoring, bailing out, helping, sustaining, allowing some small businesses to survive until, the spring of next year, when I think things will be better.
In our second segment, we look at what the future may hold. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.